I really want to get a good role in the youth pageant, but I'm stuck making props. That's just ew.
Hey, making props is one of the most important jobs in the play. Have you ever been in a school play? My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. When it comes to the school play, there are all kinds of parts you could get. Of course, there are kids who get to stand in front of everyone and say lines, but there are a lot of people working in the background. Some run lights and sound, some work with the costumes, and some have to make all the props. It takes everyone's help to make the play successful, which is exactly what it takes to do God's work too. When you work for God, every part is important, just like it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 31. Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Our story today is called The Beehive. "Whoa, why the long face?" asked Bristol's dad as she came in the back door. Bristol frowned. "I was hoping to get a part in our youth pageant, but instead I have to make props. Carrie got picked for the lead." She saw that her dad was putting on his beekeeper's outfit and quickly changed the subject. "I want to go with you to the beehives." "Okay," Dad said. So Bristol quickly slipped into her own bee suit and they went out to the hives. At the beehives, Bristol watched as Dad pulled a honeycomb from one of them. "Oh, good," he said. "There obviously are workers in this hive. I'm glad there aren't just queen bees here, aren't you?" Bristol was puzzled. "There's never more than one queen bee in a hive, Dad. You know that." "Yes, well, that's a good thing, too. Queen bees don't make honey, and I like honey." Dad checked each of the remaining hives and took out additional honeycombs. "As it is, you could say each hive is a self-sufficient superorganism." Bristol rolled her eyes. "English, Dad, you know I don't like talking scientifically." Dad chuckled. "How about biblically?" "Biblically?" Bristol gave her dad a confused look as they walked toward the house. Dad nodded. "In the beehive, each bee needs to do its job so the whole thing works together efficiently. The bees can't all be drones. They can't all be worker bees either. And they can't all be queens. Each kind of bee is needed. It's that way in the church, too, what the Bible calls the body of Christ. Jesus gives Christians different jobs to do so we can work together to share the gospel, the message of hope about what Jesus did to save us, with the world. Even in all the everyday things we do, schoolwork, chores, church service, or whatever, in everything, all kinds of workers are needed." Bristol sighed. "You're talking about our youth pageant, aren't you? You're saying the job of making props is just as important as the lead part, right?" Dad nodded. "By making props, you'll be doing your part to help share the love of Jesus with others." "Okay," Bristol said. "Then I'll be busy as a bee making props." "Well, what about you? Are you content with what God has given you to do? Or do you often wish for a better, more important position? The Bible says no position in God's family of believers is better than another. Each one of us is a sinner saved by His grace, and we've all been given different roles in helping more people know about Him. So do your part in whatever work He's given you so we can share the gospel as the body of Christ." Our key Bible verse is 1 Corinthians 10:31.
"Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God."
And our key thought: all tasks are important. If you ever have a question about what the Bible says, I would love to help you answer it. Your question could also be featured in an issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Send me your question today at keysforkids.org/heyzach. Well, as always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.